Welcome to T-Theory Observations for Sunday, June 28th, 2009. This is Terry Laundry, and we have our chart up, which you should see, the PDF file. And if you take a look at that, you'll see I'm showing you the two T's, the old expired T and the potential new T, which we're in the process of confirming. On Wednesday, I put up a bulletin saying that the rising bottoms pattern in the oscillator, which I usually mark with a red line, but which I just show you here, you can see that the dots are the ends of the days, and you see that you came down to that dashed red line at the bottom in the oscillator plot. You rallied for 2 days, you pull back for 1 day. And then when you start up again, that's what we call an accumulation pattern. Is basically you're seeing the turning of some kind of a cycle, which we don't know what that cycle is. But when you look at the cash buildup phase, which started back from the middle of March with the oscillator peak, it's potentially the beginning of a very, and that's half the cycle. That's, in other words, it goes down from March to that point, and then it's going to go up in the right side of the T. So what you have is as an indication that there's a very large cycle whose total time span is the total time span of the potential new T. It starts at the left end. It turns at the center post of the T, which I've drawn in as my forecast, and it's going to go up to this other forecast, which is going to be in the late summer. If you also notice that there is a previous bottom in the oscillator down at that dashed red line, which is basically an envelope depressed oversold condition, and that is gives a low which is approximately just under 890. The center post of the projected T is at 890, which is a normal occurrence. And the question is, which one did you take? And I think I probably, according to some comments, I picked the first one, and I should have picked the second one. Okay, so, but it turns out it's ambiguous as far as the price level is concerned. The second one is the safer one, and the one where you probably would see more of a correction in leaders. And the earlier one is where you get the correction bottoming and the laggards that are turning up. So you know, there's an evolution going on in the cycle, and that's what the complication is. In any case, what you've seen is you've broken the trend line, but the it's not quite clear from this, but right at the zero line of the oscillator, there are two. I put a little dot at the end of the day, so you can see it's going sideways for a while. The forecast, strictly speaking, is that you're going to break up and you're going to, the oscillator is now going to rise to the upper overbought condition, which is another red dashed line marked by the red letters HI. And that's my forecast. And so if that happens, then that really confirms the T, and you have turned the cycle of, it's 3 months plus down and 3 months plus. 3 months plus up, and then the question becomes, is this rally consistent with a bull market, which means is it a bullish T? And the answer to that is that the only requirement is that the pullbacks, which will come along the way, don't go below the black line, which is the 55-day moving average. That's 893 now. But it used to be 890, and since there was a bunch of bottoms at 890, that's kind of like the number you look at. In any case, what you should project is an uptrend. However, it cannot be very dramatic because you are coming. The implication is that you have a lot of money and you want to go up, but it's not really an oversold condition like you had in early March. So it's kind of a when you run up 5 or 6, 7 days, and then you pull back, then you run up a little bit more and so forth. But over the time period of the right side of the T, which is the same time duration as the cash buildup phase, which is the left side of the T, you can actually make quite a bit of progress. It's just that it's a sort of a slow lumbering process. So you have to be careful not to confuse the lumbering process with the fact that, which is not expected, of any kind of a breakdown below the center post low of the T, which is a collapsing T. That generally doesn't happen in a long-range bullish situation. And we've taken care of that by the advanced decline line T, which projects a rally into August, and also the bond T, the high yield bond T, which projects a rally, which is into the middle of the summer, roughly. And we'll settle that out. Nobody really cares about those numbers anyway. I mean, the projection is up is important, but where the top is, it's not important, so we'll deal with that at a later time. So in any case, what you expect is that there's a potential for this market to pop up here. In the past, I have talked about Norm Fosbach's discovery that over many decades, all stock market profits can be construed as being concentrated into the last few days of a month plus the early days of the next month. So we're pretty much in that phase, and what I would contend is that that is a bias. It's what they call a seasonal bias. Although it's not seasons in the four seasons, it's seasonal on the end of the calendar period, to where we've been rising up for 5 days. That's 5 days, and we've got 2 more days to the end of the month, and that is likely to carry over into the early part of the new month, which will be July. So what we would expect here is we have 2 days to the end of the month, and then we have a couple days at the end of the week. After the 4th of July, everybody's going to go off to the beach or the mountains or whatever they're going to do. So you're really looking for a forecast which says you're going to make the T, and seasonally they're going to get crowded into doing it next couple of days, which is takes us into the end of the month, which is the end of the quarter if you're in the management business, and the first couple of days of the new year. And maybe further. What you're looking for is basically a pop-up in the oscillator to the high overbought level with enough momentum to confirm the T. And then as you get a pullback, probably in the S&P not see more than a 50% pullback, and then a turn up, and you eventually go into new highs when the conditions are right. No particular rush on that one because you have so much time to fill out the rest of the T. Okay, so that's what the forecast is. I put a special update if there was on Wednesday because I saw this coming, and if I saw anything probably I put an update. But I really don't think it's possible in this case, and so I think that everything will work out fine, and that's the end of the issue unless we find something wrong. Okay, let's move on to some other developments. The primary thing that I want to focus on is assuming that all goes well here, I'm going to have about 3 months of this boring uptrend to talk about, and so I have a publication which is tentatively Introduction to T Theory, which will be a 200 or 300 page book illustrating almost all of the T concepts, scheduled for publication. All the material should be ready by the end of this year, and it should be published in the early part of the new year. And I'm very happy to say that I'm getting some additional help from Debbie, who is a longtime trader from the 1990s, an investor, studied everything from Benjamin Graham, which is the guru of the fundamentalists, to technical stuff, to short-term trading. And she is coming on board to help T-Theory Foundation, Inc., which is my publication arm for both this website and the book to come out, to gather material. And one of the things that she has mentioned is that the website does not have, if you look on the left side coming down on the page here, you see we have various categories of topics that we have. It's not clear to somebody that wants to study T theory that, you know, that stuff is hodgepodge stuff that I put up in the past. Then so she's helping me work on that. Also, because she has her master's degree in applied mathematics, we're going to be publishing some spreadsheets and other things which happen to be important. We'll get into that after we confirm this T and so forth. But I do have one of the categories that I have to put in is technical problems, such that it will be there at the time a question what might come up to you. And the one that shows up periodically is the difficulties in getting the audio. I have a email from Harry. And we only identify people by their first name, and we don't identify them by their email address for privacy purposes. And so this is going to become a topic which will go into a new topic, which will have a new category, which will have something about technical problems associated with the website. And you know, I'm sure these will come up. And so it's just a category for responses. So Harry says, I too have sometimes had difficulty in printing charts or hearing your audio messages, period. Sometimes the audio stops and starts in spurts, period. Sometimes the audio download gets hung up and goes on and on like freezes the computer, period. When that happens, like it did tonight, here's what I do. Turn off the computer, then restart it. I have Windows, not Mac. Then I delete the temp files from the temp cache. Also, I clear the history file, although I don't think this is absolutely necessary. Then I go to your site, ttheory.com. The charts come up fast and the audio downloads fast and works well without interruption. Thanks for all your interesting and worthwhile work for you. I think I first became acquainted with you in 1974, which is actually when we first started publishing. So that and any other comments that are addressed to me, we will put it of that nature, we will put into the file, and you can take that for what it's worth. They have to be listed there, and I'm not sure that the audio files can be listed there. So I have Lori Wright, who started working for me in 1978, and who was a champion typist for accuracy and speed. She will take this take an audio file that I generate, and she'll turn it into text, and I will post it in, and it will be in a text file, which is, gets, you know, because people have problems with audio files. You can't give them the results in an audio file because they can never read it, so it has to be put into a text file in order to be sure that it can translate. The other thing is I'm not going to, in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get rid of the of sending the questions to my website, because I don't need it with all my email scattered into my email, and I don't want to record it for my own purposes by printing it out, because I know the big pile up. I got a big pile of paper in here where the questions keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But we do need to put the answer those questions, and some of the questions that are very pertinent will go into the book, and some of the questions that come up, I've told Debbie, suggest that we're not explaining everything right, and so her job is really to scan all of the messages and say, what is the next topic that we should do that will cover the most of the, you have to look at all the questions that, and understand what the fundamental problem is in the understanding, and then maybe you can come up with a topic that kills off a lot of the questions at one time, so that they don't reappear in later periods of time. So one of the changes that I'm making, which will be a transitional change, is the TypePad people that produce this site have a way to make comments available, and I will ask you to put the comments to that input area. And they also give me the option of having the questions not be made public. And what I will do is I will look at the questions in a non-public way, which means we don't reveal them right away, and be sure that if I, whatever I published only has first name and there's no email track back to the person that put the questions in. And then I will try to put an audio file on that because it's more convenient. And then I'll have Lori translate that audio file back into text. And then I will replace the text, the audio file with the text. And it will become a permanent addition to the file, to the site. And then we'll go down through all the other sites. We have a lot of interesting I've discussed with Debbie and had her research a lot of the interesting ideas that will be coming forth, and I'm sure you'll find out that they're somewhat of interesting to yourself, and that they help explain the thing from different standpoints. So anyway, we look forward to that, but the first thing we want to do is we want to confirm that the potential new T does exist by the oscillator coming up. After you get into that, you can rule out a lot of other questions. It's only a question, the T is definitely there, so the time span is done. The program that I have written here, I wrote in a many years ago, and it does have provisions for putting the dates of the turning points and actually drawing the T's quite accurately, and we have the ability to put the actual dates on the T. So we'll try to get into that part, and then we'll go get on with these other matters. That's it for today. We'll be hopeful watching the market next week. Thank you. And, of course, the next regular update would be on Sunday of next week, because people have asked to have it done on Sunday. And then any tutorial stuff will drift over into money. Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.